Bokotov, Chodesh Tov, today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph and Bamatzias. We learn for Achenokol Beis Sharon, Asun Basar Vashivya, and also for the Ili Neshama of my father and my late father-in-law, who died on this day 53 years ago. Tanya, I'm Rav Yossi. We're at the 12th line on Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, where we left up yesterday. Tanya, Rav Yossi, Bo Rei Simius Einayim Shel Malavimus. Look at the blindness of the usurers, the people who lend out money for ribit with interest. I'm Kor L'Chavei Russia. If some a person calls somebody else a name, calls him a Russia, you're a wicked person, Yoru Machayev, he can harass him. The person who was offended is entitled to harass him his whole life. Tosas brings down a case, or Rashi brings down a case where you're supposed to, you know, work with a child who is reluctant to follow the rules, work with him until he's 12 years old, and then you can, you know, harass him, show, you know, give him some trouble. So even if he's just offended, you can call him, you can harass him. But hey, these people, Mevi'im Edim, these people who go against the Torah specifically, they violate the Torah openly. They bring witnesses to sign the IOU, Belavlar, and a scribe, Bekumas, and a pen, Bedio, and ink, Bekosven, and they write it, Bechosven, and they sign, Ploni Zeh, Kofar Belakei Yisrael. This man denies God because God said, don't lend for ribis. Don't lend out money with interest, and you're doing that. Look how bad this is. This is how blind they are. Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, if a man has money, if you do the right thing, you have money and you lend it to the poor without any interest, about him the Pasuk says, he didn't give out his money with interest, and he didn't take any bribe against an innocent person. These kind of people will never collapse and will never fall down. What you see from here, you can deduce from there. Shekola malva ribis, whoever lends out money with interest, nechasav mispotetin, his assets will collapse. And the lomos ribis comes up. A lot of people declare bankruptcy even though they haven't lent out money for ribis. People's assets collapse even without that. Amar blazer alolamos vaten ba'olin. The people who don't commit commit usury. Their deals may go bad and their assets may collapse, but they will rise again. But people who lend money with interest to other Jews, they don't rise again. Loma Tabit says the Pasuk in Chabak, Loma Tabit Bogdim, why do you look at the rebellers, Tachrish, and you are quiet, so to speak, to God, Kabela Resha Sadik Menu, as the Russia, the wicked person, devours or consumes the person who's more righteous than him. Amrafuna Sadak Menabala, a Russia might be able to swallow up a person who's more righteous than him, but Sadak Gomer Enabalea. But a real Sadak, he cannot consume. A real Sadak is protected from being consumed by a Russia. Tanya Rabbi Omer. Rabbi said interesting. Gert Sedek Omer Lein Mechira. When we talk about it selling your soul to a Gert Sedek, the Gert Tosha of Omer Lein Ribis, a Gert Tosha is a guy who accepted the Zionist B'nai Noach and lives in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, he's a guy who lives among you, he dwells among you. Any other day, I'm not sure what they were about. In other words, Ger Tzedek is mentioned in terms of one Jew being sold to a Ger Tzedek. And when it talks about rebit, because when our Mishnah talked about a Ger Toshav is really a guy, you're allowed to lend and borrow with a guy. A Jew is allowed to do that with a guy. So it says there, Ger Toshev was like that too, but I'm not sure Ger Toshev lin ribis any of that. I'm not sure what that meant. And he's saying there's two things here I don't understand. Ger Tzedek, when it talks about being sold to a Ger, and Ger Toshev, that talks about rebit. I'm not sure what that means. Meaning, I have a question about that. What is the question? We're at the first of the wide lines of the Gemara. It says, Ger Tzedek, Amr lin yemechira, the chsev, the Pasuk says, v'chimoch achicha, right? Pasuk says, v'chimoch achicha imach, if your brother, your fellow Jew, becomes poor, falls down, and it'll be sold to you. Now that's in Pasuk Lamites of Perek Chafei Vayikra. Then it goes on later on, Vinimkar, and maybe later on in Pasuk Mem Zion, it says, Vinimkar Lager Toshav Imach, he'll be sold to a Ger Toshav. What do we mean by that? Lager Velo Lager Tzedek. Not only if he's sold to a Ger Tzedek, in other words, if he's sold, you have an obligation to redeem him. Now, if he's sold to a Ger Tzedek, a Ger Toshav, even if he's sold to Ger Toshav, Shneim a Ger Toshav. Pasuk says, "V'nimka leGer Toshav imach ola eker mishpachas Ger." That's what the pasuk says in Mem Zayim. So it says, "Ger," but not only a Ger Tzedek, even if he's sold to a goy, to a Ger Toshav, Shneim a Ger Toshav. When it says mishpachas ger at the end of the pasuk, what does that mean? That's the hanachri. He sold literally to a goy who's over avodah zara, not a ger toshav. Shomer la'eker. What is la'eker? Mishpachas ger. What does that? That nimkud of his kavim. He sold actually to the church. He sold to the church to do labor for the church. In all those cases, the pasuk says that you have an obligation to redeem him according to the number of years that he sold for proportionally, etc. Avodah zara matzma. That's what la'eker means. Sell to the church. Now. That's what the pasuk talks about. But Omar Mar, so what's his difficulty with Ger Tzedek? Omar Mar, it says, Velo l'cha el ger, not only to you, not if he sold to you, but if he sold to a ger. Shenemer, l'ger. L'meimer, the ger koni yevet ivri. Wait a minute. So he says, not only is a ger Tzedek, but even a ger toshav, even a goy, even a church. But what do you mean? You mean to say that a evet ivri that we're talking about here, a Jewish man who became poor and sold himself, can be sold to a ger tzedek? A ger tzedek is not allowed to buy an eved ivri. L'meimah the ger koni eved ivri. V'minu ain't a ger nikneb eved ivri. A ger cannot be acquired by an eved ivri. Why is that? We'll see. V'ain ish of a ger koni eved ivri. Nor can a regular Jewish woman a ger cannot be sold as an eved ivri. That's right. V'ain ish of a ger koni eved ivri. And a woman or a ger cannot acquire an eved ivri. In other words, not only we said here that the pasuk said if he sold to a ger, so that means a ger tzedek. The pasuk tells the ger without the word toshiv is ger tzedek. So the maimon said that a ger can acquire an eved ivri. Is that really the ger koni eved ivri? We said a ger is not sold as an eved ivri. We'll see why in a second. Vein ish of a ger koni eved ivri. A woman or a ger cannot acquire an eved ivri. Why is that? Ger lo nikneb eved ivri. A ger cannot be acquired as an eved ivri. Why? Because the pasuk says at the end, this is in pasuk yud of the same parak, v'shavo mishpachto. When it comes to Yovel, v'shavo mishpachto, he's got to be able to return to his family. A ger has no family. Ger shenaskar katan shenolodam. The gemara yivama stav chafes that a ger is megayer. He's like a new person. He doesn't have any family, so he's excluded from v'shavo mishpachto. In other words, a ger cannot be an eved ivri, because he cannot fulfill the pasuk of returning to his family. So he's excluded from that. And he's not. Okay, that's in terms of a ger becoming an eved ivri. Because that's what we're talking about here. If your Jew, fellow Jew became poor and sold himself to a ger, and means even a ger tzedek, what do you mean? A woman cannot acquire a eved ivri, nor can a ger acquire an eved ivri. Isha, why not? Why Isha? Labur achar, it's not proper. A woman is going to acquire an eved ivri there could be some hanky panky there. There could be immorality, so it's improper for a woman to acquire an eved ivri. Ger nami gemiri, and a ger, why can't a ger acquire an eved ivri? Because we have a tradition. Ger nami gemiri, we have a tradition. Demekne koni, one who can be acquired can acquire others. Delo mekne lo koni. Since we said before that a ger cannot be acquired as an eved ivri because he cannot fulfill b'shav al mishpachto, therefore he cannot acquire either. Since he cannot be acquired, he cannot acquire others either. So what do you see over here? That a ger cannot acquire an eved ivri. So what does the pasuk mean when it says v'nimkar l'ger? He'll be sold to a ger tzedek. What do you mean? A ger tzedek cannot acquire an eved ivri. Why? Because since he cannot be acquired, he cannot acquire either. So how do you have an eved ivri being sold to a ger? He cannot be sold to a Jewish man as a Jewish owner. In other words, he's no worse than a goy. A goy can buy an eved ivri. The church can buy an eved ivri, right? A ger toshav can buy an ivri. So a ger tzedek can also acquire an ivri, but he won't have the halachas of a Jewish owner. The time we learn hanirtza, if his ear was pierced, meaning an eved ivri who became an eved ivri after 6 years was up, he extended it till Yovel. Or if he sold to a goy, let's say the man died. Let's say you've been an owner of an eved ivri and he finished 6 years. And now he extended it. He wanted to stay till Yovel. Then the master died. What happens? And a regular eved ivri is there for 6 years. If he dies, the son can take him out, can take over. But if he's there for Yovel, meaning he was a nirtza, not why, because it says va'avado la'olam. He will serve him forever till Yovel. Him, not his son. So he excludes the son. The daughter, it says lo asabes. That's mentioned. That's just agavurcha. Since he mentioned the ben, he mentioned the daughter, because the daughter doesn't even acquire any Evet, even if you feel them Israel, he's not so if he a man dies, his daughter does not get rishus over the evet. So nirtza, so in what sense can a ger tzedek acquire an evet ivri? Well, he said that he can't acquire an evet. He can't acquire him to be like a Jewish owner, but he can buy it like to be a goyish owner. Meaning a nirtza, it's just like a nirtza is does not serve the son if the father died, the father, the master died, the adam died, or a nimkul anachri also. He sold to a goy, and the goy dies. He doesn't serve the son. Here also, in this sense, if the ger tzedek acquired a ger as an acquired an evet ivri, and the ger tzedek died, he doesn't go to his son. Omar Mar, Beini Shager Nakon an evet ivri. You said before, interesting, you said that not only we were talking, our issue was, can a ger tzedek acquire a... can a ger tzedek? We said a ger tzedek cannot be acquired as an eved because it's not for shalom shachu, and therefore he can't acquire either. We said it's mashma over here. So what's prat in the pasuk? The pasuk speaking about that he acquires him, but he only has the rishus that a goy would have, meaning that if he dies, his son would not take over. Okay, Omar Mar, right here also because it says by goy, right? What does it say by goy? It says nirtza. And an evet, it doesn't work in such an emar. You make a cheshbon when you redeem him according to the number of years. It says only with the one who bought him, the goy who bought it, but not the goy's son. Okay, so he has a loch like that. But you said also a woman. So he said a ger could acquire an evet ivri, but he would have a loch like a goyish owner, not like a Jewish owner. But a woman cannot. Name look up Shemuel. This doesn't go like Shemuel. The Tanya Isha Konas Shifra. A woman could acquire a maid servant, a woman servant. Bein Konas Shifra cannot acquire male servants. Shemuel Amar Af Konas Shifra. A woman could even acquire an evet. So what do you see over here? Shemuel holds that a woman could acquire an evet. You said before in this brisa that a woman does not acquire an evet. So I feel from Shemuel. Lo kash kambet evet knani. Depends if it's an evet or an evet knani. Which one would you say she could acquire? An evet ivri or an evet kanani, right? Just as a woman could acquire an evet, but one not the other. Which one would you say? Huh? You think she could acquire an evet kanani? Why? Why not an evet ivri? So he explains why. Evet kanani, right? Evet ivri seniele. You shouldn't acquire an evet ivri. Why? Because an evet ivri has some shame. He's a Jewish man. So if she commits something immoral with this evet, he's going to keep quiet. So she'll be enticed to do something because she knows he'll keep it quiet. He's a Jewish man. He doesn't want to advertise that he committed adultery. Evet Kanani parts like evet Kanani doesn't care. He goes out bragging about it, like the Machshamam, the Arabs who brag that they raped the Jewish women, the Hamas people. So evet Kanani parts like he doesn't care. He's going to brag it. So she doesn't want it known that she committed immorality. So she's not going. So therefore. Since she doesn't want it known, she could buy the Eved Kanani. Why? Because the Eved Kanani is not, the Eved Kanani, she will refrain from immorality with him because she knows he's going to go and brag about it. And that's going to be embarrassing to her. So an Eved Ivri, she cannot buy because she might do something with him and he'll keep it quiet. So she might be enticed to do it. With an Eved Kanani, she's not going to do anything with him. He's going to go brag about it. If that's the case, I'll have a ton of Yosef. Yosef said, Amar lo sa lo sa b'kabet, a woman who lives alone, like a widow, should not raise dogs. Velo tishri bar be'rab bush bizon. She also shouldn't house Jewish Talmudic students in her home because it doesn't look good. Bishlam bar be'rab senile. I understand why bar be'rab, because she might commit some immorality with the Jewish student, and they'll keep quiet about it. Ela kalba, but why? What are you worried about a dog? Kiva the misrach. If she committed a horrible immoral act with the dog, he's going to cling to her all the time, right? So Mirsasa, she'll be afraid, just like she's afraid to commit anything with the goy because he might go bragging about it. Well, the dog will also display an affinity towards her by clinging to her, and therefore it doesn't look good. And therefore, she'll abstain from immorality with him. I mean, no, keeping the fishadilum some masrach basra. If you throw a dog some meat, he'll also cling to her. Amri, and she, people will say, Mishumum said the Shari Lahuda Mesrach. He's clinging to her because of the food, not because, and he's hungry, not because of immorality. So therefore, we're afraid that she would commit immorality with the dog. She's not afraid that the dog is going to cling to her. She clings to it. People say it's because of the food. So that was the issue of Ger Tzedek. What was the issue of Ger Tzedek there? He says, I didn't understand it because why? How is a Ger Tzedek allowed to buy a ger? We buy is a Ger Tzedek rather allowed to buy an Eved Ivri? The Bryce says you can't. A ger is not nicked the Eved Ivri, and a ger cannot acquire an Eved Ivri. So how could you say that the Eved Ivri sold himself to a Ger Tzedek? The answer is he can sell himself to Ger Tzedek, but the rules are as a Goyish owner, not as a Jewish owner. Then what about the Ger Toshav, which is our issue here with the Ribit? Ger Toshav, Amrilin, and Ribit. My, what's that? The Pasuk says, now this Pasuk is in the same parak, but Pasuk Lamedhe. If your brother becomes poor, umata yado imach, and his hand reaches out to you, you should strengthen him, right? Strengthen him. Ger v'tosha v'chayimach. Whether he's a ger or a tosha, and let him live with you. In other words, enable him to live. Then the pasuk goes on. Al tikach mi'ito neshram. Don't take any ribbit from him. V'yareisi makecha, and you should fear God. God knows if you did this. V'chayachi chayimach. And that's what the pasuk goes on. Lamed hey and lamed vav. That's Pasuk Lamed Hei and Lamed Vav in Perek Chafei. Now, what does that mean? It says here, if you shouldn't take any Neshech, or you shouldn't take any Ribit, apparently from whom? Whether he's a Ger or a Toshav or your brother. What's going on over here? Loving the hand. What did our Mishnah say here on Ayinam and Beis? You're allowed to borrow money from a Goy with Ribit, Alvanosan, and lend them money with Ribit, v'chein beger toshav, and the Mishnah says a ger toshav also. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to borrow money from a ger toshav. A goy. What's a ger toshav again? A goy who lives in Eretz Yisrael and keeps the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So he said he's allowed to settle. He could eat goy. He could eat treifas and everything. He's a goy, right? But he says you're allowed to lend them Ribit. So the Mishnah says, so how could the pasuk say? How does a Mishnah jibe with the pasuk that says ki amuchach ichamat umata yado imach v'zak beger toshav? Strengthen him and don't take ribbis from him. Does it say don't take ribbis from them, meaning your brother or a ger toshav? No, may he toks it from him, Yisrael. When it says al tikach meito, is going on the chiyamach achicha, your brother, the Jew, but a ger toshav, him you're allowed to take ribbis from. Tan Rabban, al tikach meito and neshav tarvis, you're not allowed to take ribbis from your brother. You can be an Arab, a guarantor for him. Now, what does it mean, a guarantor on a ribis document? Arab Laman. Elaim Arab Yisrael. Are we talking about an Arab for Yisrael? If Reuben lent money to Shimon with ribit, you're allowed to be the guarantor on that document. But Tana, we learn, we'll see this later on. Elu over in Losase, the found people are over on the Losase of ribit. Who's over? Hamalva Valova, obviously, the lender and the borrower. Ha'arav, the guarantor of Adim. And the witnesses, and we'll see even the Lavler, the scribe, everybody who's part of that is over. So how can you say that you could be an Arab? Ela l'nachri. Okay, wait a minute. You're allowed to be an Arab if a Jew is borrowing money from Clyde the Goy, right? From Clyde. So you're allowed to, that's a legitimate transaction. You're allowed to borrow money from a Goy with Ribit, and you could be a guarantor on that. Says the Gemara, v'chivin the din anachu does a baser aver, but the goyim, what they used to do is they didn't go to the borrower, they went straight to the guarantor. Our normal rules are that you first go to the lov. If he doesn't pay you, you go to the guarantor, right? You first go to the guy who signed, right? But the goyim, they go straight to the arev. If that's the case, you're paying the arev ribit immediately. He's coming to you, and then you're collecting the ribit from the Jew. That's a problem. V'chivin the din anachu does a baser arva, iuni of the koshakam, he is the one, the arev then, the Jew is taking ribit from his fellow Jew, the one that he signed for. He is the one, he's taking on ribit. I'm Rapshatius, Shekibul Adam Yisrael. Okay, the guy agreed to follow the Jewish rules, meaning he'll collect from the Lova, and if the Lova can't pay, then the Arav will pay him. And when the Arav's obligation only becomes after the Lova can't pay. So at that point, instead of $100, let's say the loan's $100, and he told him, and the ribis is with $120, so he gives the guy the $120 because he's the guarantor. And when he collects the $120 from the lova, that's already, you owe me $120. It's not like a loan. It's not like a loan with ribit. I laid out $120 for you. You owe me $120. That doesn't look like ribit anymore. I'm Shesha Shekibul Ablad Din Yisrael. It's like Marcy Kibul Ablad Din Yisrael. If the guy accepted to follow the Din of Yisrael, ribis namilosh, you shouldn't take any ribis. I'll follow the Jewish rules. The Jewish rules are that there is no ribbis. There's no ribbis. Rav Sheshes, Shekibul of Lezu, Belak, Lezu. He accepted that he accepted the rule that I, the guy, will collect from the lova first, from the borrower first, and if only if he can't pay will I go to the Arev, but he didn't accept the rule about rebit, and therefore that's how this works out. So again, you can be a guarantor for a Jew who's borrowing money from a guy with rebit. Obviously, you can't be a guarantor for a Jew who's borrowing from another Jew with rebit. That's a terrible sin. Now, the end of the Mishnah said that a Yisrael can lend goyish money with the knowledge of the goy, but not with the knowledge of the Yisrael. What do we mean? What's the case of here? Tana Rabbana. Malvi Yisrael Mosef Shel Nachri Midas Nachri. Again, the Jewish person has goyish money in his hand. He's allowed to lend that money to another Jew. Malvi Yisrael Mosef Shel Nachri Midas Nachri. If the goy consents. Avlom Midas Yisrael, but not Midas Yisrael. What do we mean by that? Ketzav. Yisrael Shalava, listen to the case carefully. Yisrael Shalava Maos Menachi, a Jew borrowed money from a guy with ribit, right, which is legitimate. Ubikash, he was about to return to him the money. Ubikash Lachzirma was going to return to him. Masi Yisrael Lach, another Jew. Reuben borrowed money from Klai. Now, Reuben was going to return the money with ribit. And on the way, he met Shimon. And Shimon said, I'll tell you what, lend me the money. The $100 that he lent you, lend me the money, and I'll return the ribit to the guy. I'll return to him. Is that okay? Masi Yisrael Lach, Bar Merlo, tell him, give me the money. I will give you back the money. I'll give you back the money the same way. That's Osir. That's Osir, right? In other words, because here the Jew is giving the money to the other Jew, right? Reuben borrowed money with Rebit from Goy, and now he's about to pay him back. And Shimon says, give me the money and I'll give you back. I'll make up the, I'll pay the Rebit. Can't do that because the Jew is giving money to the Jew. But if he presented, Reuben said, listen, come with me to Clyde. Clyde, the money you lent me, he wants to borrow it now. So we're going to give it to him and he'll pay you back the ribit. That's okay. Because then like the guy lent him the money. Then it's okay. Now, still, the Gemara is going to ask about that. Why is that mutter? Isn't the Jew giving it to the other Jew the money? Well, he did it in the presence of the guy. Yes, but is he acting as the agent of the guy? So we'll see. We're going to talk about that. We have a klal that Shliach Shalom comes. Also a messenger, but that's only by Jews. Here it's a Jew being an agent for a guy. So he said in this case, it made it so nachri, it's okay. The opposite. Nachri shalava mo'ez Mi'Yisrael. Let's say a guy, Clyde, borrowed money from Reuven, for ribis, which is legitimate. Ubigish Lachim is going to return it to him. Matzu Yisrael Acher. Now he found another Jew who wants to borrow money. Vamerlo, and the Jew said to Clyde, to normally give me the money, and I'll pay you back the same way you pay him. That's mutter. Why? Because now the guy who borrowed the money is giving the money to the Jew. It's Israel, but if you present him to the Israel, the guy said to Reuven, hey, listen, this guy wants to borrow money from you. Another Jew wants to borrow money from you. Then it's Osir. Why? Because then it's like Reuven's giving the money to Shimon with Rebit. So Bishlam is Seifa L'chumra. Now in the Seifa, when we said what? That when the guy borrowed money from the Jew, and we said he wanted to return them, he found an Israel, and he said, give it to me, and I'll give it to you the way you want to. That's mutter. But if he presented him to the Jew, that's usher. Now, what if he presented him to the Jew? It's still the guy giving the money to Shimon. But we say, l'chumra, there is shlichas for a guy. The rabbi said, even though there's no shlichas by a guy normally, a guy cannot appoint a Jewish shliach, and a Jewish person cannot appoint a goy is a shliach. Can I say to a goy, be makadosh is isha for me, or say give her a get? That doesn't work, right? But l'chumra, the rabbi said, you know what? If Clyde borrowed money from Reuben and he wants to with ribit and he wants to return it now, and he met Shimon, and he said to Shimon, I'm coming over to Reuben now. Is it okay, Reuben, for me to give the money to him? Well, maybe the goy is like a shliach for the Israel. L'chumra will say it's also you shouldn't do that. If the goy gave the money directly to Shimon without consulting Reuven, okay, there you could say the guy gave him the money, not the Jew. But if you get in the presence of the Jew, then it's like the Jew appointed the guy as a shliach. So I understand Mishal Masei for Lechomer El Reisha, the Reisha Kivanei Shliach. Since there's no shliach for a guy, even near the Kashakim in Eribis, there's no shlichas over there. So in the first case where Reuven borrowed money from a guy, and he wanted to return it, he met Shimon, and we said over there if Reuven gave it to him directly, that's usher. But if you presented him to the guy, then it's okay. What do you mean? Why don't you say also that Reuven is like a shliach for if Reuven cannot be a shliach for the guy. What if he presented him to Klai? But Reuben's the one who's giving him the money. Reuben's giving the money to Shimon. Ah, you say he's a shliach for the guy, but there is no shlichus for a guy. Ain't shlichus a guy, right? El Reisha, keeping the ain't shlichus a guy min haTorah, ain't shlichus a nachri, even near the kashak min haRibis. So Shimon is giving, Reuben is taking Ribis from Shimon, right? Shimon said, give me the money and I'll return the money to you. So he's actually giving it directly to Reuben. Ah, you say he was doing it on behalf of the guy, but you can't do it on behalf of the guy. There is no shlichus for a guy. There is shlichus for a guy, l'chumra, that's the seifa. That in the sefer where the guy borrowed money from a Jew and the guy presented Shimon to Reuben and said, can I give him the money instead? So you say, okay, l'chumra, that's a problem. Don't do it. But in the first case, why do you make him? You say that if he presented, if in the first case where the Jew borrowed money from Clyde and now Shimon wants to borrow money from Reuven, he says, well, if you presented him to guy, then it's okay. Why? He's not, there's no shlichus for guy and should be a chumra. And it's like Reuven giving money to Shimon. I'm afraid about Manach Meshved Rav Acha B'Reid Rav Ika. Here it's speaking about what happened. In the first case, Reuben borrowed money from the guy for Ribid. And now he met Shimon, and Shimon said, lend me the money. So Reuben said to the guy, listen, is it okay if I give the money to Shimon? And the guy said, okay, put the money down on the floor and Shimon will take it from there. He knew the halachas, you know, that he's not allowed to do. So he knew that a guy could lend money to a Jew for a business. So he says, put the money down on the ground and then Shimon will take it from there. So effectively, Reuben returned the money, right? Returned the money. And they said, okay, instead of me, Shimon will pay you the ribbit. So Shimon picked up the money from there. What's the chiddush in that? El Amar Papako and Shinatal Manasmiyat. No, he took the money. The guy took the money from Reuben and then he gave it to Shimon. Bakatiman was the chiddush in that. So Reuben returned it. He's doing it with the das of the Israel. In other words, he's doing it at the behest of the Jew. Reuben came back and said, listen, I'm going to return to you the money, but rather than me, I'll just give you back the regular money, and Shimon will borrow it and pay you the ribbit. So he soon get it at his behest. So it's like the Jew, Reuben, lending money to the Shimon via the guy's consent. It's like a daita Yisrael kagomer v'yav. He's giving it based on that, and it should be also kamashmon. We don't say that. We don't say that. And we say that if the guy took back the money and gave it to Shimon, that's all right. Rav Ashi says a different answer. When do we say there's shlichus on shlichus nachri? Hanimila b'truma. Where do we learn the ain shlichus? The whole concept of shlichus learned out from truma, where it says atem gam atem. So from the gam atem, we learn that shlich shlam kamoso. And just like atem b'nei bris, the shlich also has to be bris. He also has to be Jewish. So where do you say shlichus nachri by truma? Avachol tar kul yesh shlichus nachri. So as if to say that you could appoint a guy to marry a woman for you or to give her a get. That's what it sounds like according to Rav Ashi. But how Rav Ashi Barusa, you produce what Rav Ashi is saying is a mistake, right? Why it's a mistake? Why Maisha Truma Delo? Why can't you be a shliach? Why can't the guy be a shliach for a Jew? Or he can't appoint a Jew as a shliach? By Truma Dechsev Atam Gamatem Atem Bnei Bris. Just look at Bris Avshulchach Bnei Bris. Shliach Shliach Zochal Torah Kul Also Nami Mitruma Gamliel. It's learned out from Truma. So just like by Truma, a guy cannot be a shliach and cannot appoint a Jewish shliach. The same thing, Kol Torah Kula. El Rashi Pedusi. I mean, some say that Ravashi said it slightly different. Amar Rashi Kiyam, Rein Shlich Zanachri, Hanimili Inu Ladidon. They can't be a shliach for us. They can be a shliach for us, even though you said over here, L'chumra, he could be a shliach for you. And if, in the case where the guy borrowed the money, is returning it to Reuven, and he says, can I give it to Shimon instead? We're afraid that Mid Rabbanan, there is shlichas. But where do you say they can't be a shliach for us, says Rav Ashi. He can't be Makadosh and Isha for me, can't be Megarish and Isha for me. That's a goy for me, can't be a shliach for me. But we could be a shliach for them. And if we could be a shliach for them, that's why the first case works out okay, where the Jew Reuven borrowed money from the goy with Ribbit, and then he met another Jew, Shimon, and Shimon said, lend me that money and I'll pay you back the Ribbit. And he went. The Jew Reuven went back to the guy and he got his consent. He presented the Shimon to him and he said, it's okay. So he is a shliach. That's okay. I'm allowed to do. I've been a shliach. He's a good shliach for the guy. And therefore, transaction is okay. Even if the money didn't go back to the guy physically, he's acting on behalf of the guy. But Rav Ashi, this is also a mistake that Rav Ashi said. Maisha inu yon. Why can't they be a shliach for us? The lo, ksivatam gamatem, right? The lo. Why can't they be a shliach? They both have to be Jewish. It's the same thing. It works in verse. Matam b'nei bris. It's the same thing. Just like you are b'nei bris, Yishluach has to be the mishalech also has to be a b'nei bris. So therefore, that's not a good answer. Elder Rashi Bedusi. And what are we left with? The answer why he works in the Reisha is because he gave it, the money back to Clyde. Again, Reuben gave the money back to Reuben, who borrowed the money from Clyde. And now Shimon wants to borrow that money and he is willing to pay the rebbit. He gave the money back to Clyde, and Clyde then gave the money to Shimon. And the concern is still isn't the guy acting on the behest of the Jew. We say, no, that's okay, because the Jew gave back the money to the guy, and then the guy gave the money, lent out the money to the Jew, to the other Jew. Rabin Omer, I'll say a simple answer. You're right. There is no shlichus for a guy. A guy cannot appoint a Jewish shliach, but Rabbanan Islay Schia. Rabbanan Islay, there is shlichus Rabbanan, meaning a Jew can become a shliach for the guy mid Rabbanan. Why? Meaning you have a cotton, just like a cotton, a child, cotton, even though a cotton cannot be a shliach, for anything, he can't give truma for you, etc. Because it says ish in these parshas, Rashi says, the chiks of shlichus begalusiv roy litrum shein ekdesh hegdish with diburochal gab ekdesh dorim ish kivus says gab truma also says may ace call ish sheyed ben libo. It has to be a man, just like a cotton cannot be a shliach for hegdish, for nedarim, for truma, for anything else like that. But afal gab dalesle shlichus islay schia. He could acquire thing mid rabbanan transzachin lo cotton. You can be mezaka for a cotton too. In other words, even though a cotton cannot be a shliach or appoint a shliach, but you can be mezakah for him. You can acquire something for him. Midrabbanan, hachanami loshna. Here also, you can acquire something for the goy. So even though there's no real shlichas, but over here, what are we talking about? The Jew acquiring it for the goy, meaning the Jew is saying, listen to the goy, I borrowed money from you. Now I want to give it back, and you'll give it to Shimon, so you can acquire it for the goy. Rashi said, meaning he's acquiring it on behalf of the guy. He's giving it to the guy, and so the guy is the one lending out the money. He could acquire it that way. But that's not a good comparison to the cotton. Yisrael, why even by a cotton he will be a shliach when he's bar mitzvah. So the guy can never be a shliach. Can never be a shliach, even when he grows up, and therefore, it doesn't make any difference, what age he is. And therefore, there's no shchiyah for me. Therefore, you cannot be mezakah for a goy, and therefore, these answers don't work. The only answer that worked is what? Why do we say that in this case, where the Jew borrowed money from the goy with ribit, and then he met another Jew, and the Jew can't give it to the other Jew stam, because that's like he's giving him ribit. I'm lending you that money and you'll give me back the rebit to give to the guy. But if he presents him to the guy and the guy says, okay, lend the money to Shimon, and the guy takes the money back and gives it to Shimon, that's okay. What's the big chiddush in it? The chiddush is that you don't have to be concerned that the guy only did it with the understanding, with the he's doing it at the behest of the Jew. So it's like the Jew is lending him money. No, it's the guy is the one who's lending him money, and therefore it's permitted. All right, we'll start tomorrow from Tan Rabban on the third line on Ayin Beis. Yeah. Chodesh Tov, Kulam. Have a good day. Yeah.